The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. It is after 10 in the morning. The trial is moving to its close. There has been no conclusive evidence. The judge knows that his enemies have handed Jesus over to him out of envy, and he tries an absurd move. A choice between Barabbas, a criminal accused of robbery and murder, and Jesus, who says he is the Christ. The people choose Barabbas, and Pilate exclaims, "What am I to do then with Jesus?" They all reply, "Crucify him." The judge insists, "Why? What evil has he done?" Once again they respond, shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate is frightened by the growing uproar. So he sends for water and washes his hands in the sight of the people, saying as he does so, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. It is your affair." And having had Jesus scourged, he hands him over to them to be crucified. Their frenzied and possessed throats fall silent, as if God had already been vanquished.
Jesus is all alone. Far off now are the days when the words of the man God brought light and hope to men's hearts, those long processions of sick people whom he healed, the triumphant acclaim of Jerusalem when the Lord arrived, riding on a gentle donkey. If only men had wanted to give a different outlet to God's love. If only you and I had recognized the day of the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.